Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie.
I pulled out a t-shirt this morning. This is the honest truth. I can't tell because it's kind of dark in the room and right. I don't want to wake anybody up, right? So I go down to take a shower. And all of a sudden, I grab my shirt, slip it on. It says, Disney Dad.
Yeah.
You should have seen me. I ripped that shirt off. I will not wear this to work.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
BJ and Jamie.
There was a vicious crime that happened over the weekend. I'm going to play you the audio. It's very disturbing, okay?
Well, yeah,
I'm
just going to tell you. A lot of stuff happened over the weekend.
No. This is a crime, Jamie.
Oh, you're doing tongue-in-cheek.
A man got twerked on.
He got twerked on.
By two women. He went into a store to pay for his gasoline, and two women viciously twerked him.
He wasn't out on a Carnival cruise?
No.
Because there seems to be, lately, have you been watching all the viral videos on Carnival cruises?
There's another story this morning.
Oh, on Carnival?
The cruise ships. Well, it's not Carnival. Oh, okay. I think this is Royal Caribbean.
Okay,
but it's we'll get to that later. Okay. But this guy goes in to pay for his gas, and two strange ladies start twerking on him. He is terrified.
It's like a dream for you.
And the guy, you're right, yeah. But the guy behind the counter won't call 911 because he likes the show. I swear, right, Carson? Am I making this up? All right, here we go.
First, touch my private part in the front,
whoa.
Then private part in the back, whoa. Then again in the front, then rubbing all over my chest, and then grab.
He got goosed.
Wow.
I don't know, if I had done that, obviously I would have been arrested, thrown to the ground, probably 20 years in prison. I was assaulted sexually.
Washington Tharp said he begged the cashiers at the gas station to call 911 for police assistance. But instead of help, he said the cashiers just sat there. The two attackers were...
Would not call 911. This guy is being twerked on.
You said it wrong. The cashier just sat there.
I love the story. I got to tell you, if you like the audio, you got to see the video. The video is priceless. It is great, man.
Washington Tharp said he begged the cashiers at the gas station to call 911 for police assistance. But instead of help, he said the cashiers just sat there. Attackers would ultimately continue the assault, twerking and gyrating on the man until he finally escaped and called 911.
Thinking. Never gonna set me up.
He said one of the women then tried to grab his arm. The 6'2", 230-pound teacher said he tried to throw her off of him.
When she caught her phone and got right back up, I'm thinking, she's got to be a man.
Two women, Ayanna Knight and Marjorie Charles, will later be convicted.
Oh, this gets even better. I didn't know that he thought she was a man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a story. What a crime. Throw the book at those two twerkers.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, you were talking about the cruise ships. There was a cruise ship out of Miami called the Royal Caribbean, I think it is. This cruise ship left yesterday at 4:30, headed out to the Bahamas, 4 days on the water, a couple of ports here and there, just a good time, you know? Well, it was back in port in Miami by 10 p.m. because of a huge fight that broke out on board.
Oh.
So everybody on the ship had to get off the ship.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know you love cruises, but I have no interest, and I've said it a million times, even before these fights and stuff. It just, my sister said she'd have to get up at 4 a.m. to put towels on chairs by the saltwater pool or anywhere on the deck because it's overcrowded.
I do agree with the whole, you know, you got to get out early to get, but that's not really what would keep me away from it today. I am starting to change my mind a bit about the cruises.
Is it, and
I think
is a lot it perhaps like falling out of a water slide? Would that change your mind?
No.
You know, not, cracking. And
I mean, that's one in a million.
Yeah.
Because it's the Listeria and the poop skis.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Oh, okay? Wait till you watch the poop cruise on Netflix. That's fantastic.
Well, that's why I'm mentioning this, because you came in with all that information about the poop cruise, and that kind of, you know, turned me against it a bit.
Yeah.
And then all these fights that are breaking out on board, I mean, it's really getting nasty out there. I don't know if they get too liquored up. I don't know what's going on.
Even Carnival is changing their all-you-can-drink policy because people are getting too drunk.
They're getting too drunk. Yeah. They're starting to fight like crazy. People are getting hurt. And I don't know. I mean, I used to take my children on these cruises out of Tampa when I was down there. And it was very easy to do, you know? And it was very kid-friendly. But I don't know if they got to do it today.
I don't know. And there's too much social media about it because now we know, like, the inside scoop that, like, how small some of these rooms are even, you know? I mean, they're teeny tiny. Yeah. And then if you get inside where you don't have a balcony, it just feels, ugh. Like, no, thank you.
All right, we know, we mentioned this earlier this morning, we know why the big rollout partition board was used for the Kansas City Chiefs game to hide Taylor Swift as she made her entrance into the stadium. She was scared. She was scared. It was bulletproof, and she wanted to sneak into the stadium. Nobody knew where she was sitting. Well, if you were there beside her, you did. But nobody, they didn't show her on TV. It was all because she was a little afraid.
I wonder if everybody's feeling a little bit like that, a little anxiety going out in public places right now.
That guy's in court today.
Is he?
Yeah, they're about to throw the book at him. But he's in court today,
did
the guy
see
that
what
did
he
the
said?
Shooting.
Yeah. Did you see something about, you know, they asked him why he did it, and he said, like, sometimes hate can't resolve itself by itself or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Something weird. I didn't see that.
Yeah, he said
I didn't see
awful.
That. Yeah, Jamie and I talk about this a lot off air, guys. Yeah. And look, we don't bring politics onto the air. Whatever you believe, you believe. Whatever you want to support, you support. But there's no reason to kill somebody. I don't care what it is.
This is what he said. Okay? He said, they asked him why he did it, and he said, some hatred cannot be negotiated.
Yeah. And you're probably going to think, yeah, that's pretty strong, isn't it?
Yeah, that's awesome.
But there's a side that Jamie and I believe, and I'll say it for me. She can say whatever she wants, obviously. But and this will surprise you. I don't think people should be getting fired over some of these posts they're making. I think that you're allowed to make posts as long as you're not threatening somebody. You know what I mean? But if you just make a comment online, I'm not all for that. I don't think you should lose your job. Now, if you write for a newspaper and you write something like this, that's a whole different ballgame. If you're on CNN or MSNBC or Fox News and you make a comment, okay, well, you know what? You probably might get fired for that. But if you're just going on a regular schmo that just posts on X or Facebook or whatever, I don't know if you should lose your job.
I do like what Jamie Lee Curtis said. Here's what she said. She said, I disagree with him on almost she was talking about Charlie. I disagree with him on almost every point I ever heard him say, but I believe he was a man of faith, and I hope in the moment when he died that he felt connected with his faith. Even though I find what his ideas, they were absolutely abhorrent to me, I still believe he's a father, a husband, a man of faith, and I hope whatever connection to God means that he felt it in that moment.
That's a great post.
I love that.
That's a great post.
She disagreed with him, but she, you know, she didn't want harm.
But it's horrible. Yeah. It's horrible what happened. Absolutely. But, I mean, there are people that are, I mean, literally they're posting stuff and losing their job over it. So I'd be careful.
What you post,
because it is happening out there. But the guy's in court today. They're probably going to hit him with several charges today. So he's going to
And they're also looking to people that knew about it, that he had told. So they're in hot water as well, because I guess he told people he was going to do this.
Hey, Carson, are you aware of this big theater that you're about to get in Parker?
I've heard rumors about it, but I didn't look into it.
A movie theater. Yeah. And this thing is like a nightclub. Full bar, you got a little dance floor action, heated seats.
Which is kind of surprising because the AMC in Parker is closing down.
Well, that's the one.
Oh, that's the same location?
That's the one, yeah. They're going to remodel that. Oh. Yeah, it's been taken over by some company called, let's see here, Imagine Entertainment. Imagine. They're going to take this thing. Do you really need heated seats?
I like it. I like it.
I mean, dude, but yeah, I mean, I understand. Look, my BMW has the heated seats, but it's also 4 degrees when I come out at 3:30 in the morning. I need heated seats. If I go to a movie theater, I don't know if I need heated seats.
The only problem with heated seats, it does give you the feeling that you need to pee. So you're going to be peeing a lot more during the movie than you usually would, because it just relaxes you and your bladder, and you're just like, I think I got to pee.
Okay, there you go. The combination. You got this open bar, and this bar, have you seen the artist rendition of
the
scene? And I guess they have these theaters up in Michigan. That's where this company's from. And they showed some of the pictures up there. It's like a nightclub.
And like the loungers, you got a full-blown like Lazy Boy on the front row seats.
I know, but those don't look comfortable to me. I don't know if you guys have seen the actual rendering of these loungers. They don't fully recline. You're just kind of sitting up with your legs out.
I feel like it's so you're laid back and you're like, your head rests on the back of the seat so you can look up at the screen because you're so close.
I don't know. That didn't look comfortable.
Heated recliners? I'd never leave.
I just think about everybody's bed bugs in there. I'm really negative today, aren't I?
This is a good thing.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
This is a movie theater Carson's Hood.
This looks way too fancy to be a movie theater. Like, look at this thing.
We can't see it. We can't see it. You're on the radio. We can't see it because you're on the radio.
They got like chandeliers hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, this thing.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
it's coming. It's going to be here in the spring. I did have a piece of
audio. My favorite one is that one over
Alamo.
Alamo Draft House. Best place to watch a movie. I'm telling you. That place.
Get all the food and drinks delivered to you.
And the seats are comfortable because they lean back.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being in a heated recliner watching Lyle Lyle Crocodile. What a day. What a day that would be.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Yeah. I got a problem. I'm going to run by you, okay?
Yeah.
Which I did off air. So, well, this is one of those where, you know, when you're in a relationship, you're married, when one spouse wants thinks something's a good idea, let me put it that way.
Well,
they think something's a good idea, but I am hesitant about it, and we're kind of can't even meet in the middle.
Here's always the answer.
What?
Happy wife, happy life.
I've heard that over and over again, but I swear, I just, in my gut, and I have a pretty good gut, but so does she. But feel like it's not going to work out, okay? Let me explain. We have a couple of friends, a couple, that lives out in the burbs, okay? They just got chickens.
This is such a bad idea.
They love their chickens. They love the fresh eggs. They love, quack, 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 quack. They love, okay? Mm. They have convinced my wife that chickens is the route to go. That anytime you want eggs, they're there. They're available for you. Okay? It's all good. I don't think we should get chickens. I don't want to deal with chickens. I don't want the coops. I don't want the poop. I don't want any of it. So we can't meet the middle on the chickens.
Okay, so I have a couple of just some thoughts, just based on common sense. First of all, your wife has a lot of eras.
She goes through phases. One day it can be pottery.
Yeah, pottery. She had the pottery era. Now she's in her chicken era.
We're into chickens now.
Yeah. She has a lot of just a phase, Mom.
She does. She does seem to come in and out of different phases.
And she was a triathlete for a while. Remember that phase?
Yes.
Yeah. And then
And did a triathlon.
Oh, I'm not taking away from her.
No.
Like she goes.
She looks for a lot of hobbies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's busy right now doing school, work, all kinds of stuff. And I know who's going to have to take care of the chickens.
Well, and then let me go back to common sense.
Yeah.
Okay?
Common sense.
You have a German shepherd.
Yeah.
That is going to go bat crazy if he sees chickens in the backyard. He's going to bark. The police are going to get called.
He'll tear down the fence.
He will.
He'll get in the coop.
He will go ballistic. Yeah. The neighbors will complain. And then it's a trickle-down theory. Right?
Yeah.
And then
police
are called, and then you're in handcuffs, your face is down on the ground, you're imprisoned.
What a picture.
Yeah.
That's a terrible picture. BJ in prison over chickens.
And then the other one is chickens bring rats.
They do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rats.
A lot of them.
Rats.
Why?
Because they like their food and then maybe their eggs. I don't know, but I know they like their food.
Yeah.
Really?
And then what do rats bring? Do you know the food chain?
Rats bring rat poop?
Snakes.
Snakes?
Yes.
I hate snakes.
I know you hate snakes.
I hate snakes. This is a bad idea. Car said, don't play the chicken song. I don't need to hear the chicken dance. This, please. This is a bad idea. People that have chickens, you people, I don't know if it's that you realize at some point that you made a mistake by getting chickens and you try to cover it up by boasting about your chickens. I think that's what it is sometimes. And I think maybe this couple's doing that. That down deep, they realize that the chickens was a bad idea.
Like Tesla owners? But
yeah, kind of like a Tesla owner. But you know the electric thing was a bad idea.
Although Allison has sold me on the fact that she really does love her Tesla.
I will say a lot of Tesla owners are hardcore about them and they don't regret it at all.
Yeah, but then they do studies about would Tesla owners buy another electric car, and a lot of them say no. So I don't. All right, anyway, back to chickens. Sorry, we did that sidebar of Tesla talk. But back to chickens. Yeah, this is dumb. And can I tell you something? I will just pick up fresh eggs for you, because on my way to the cabin, there's a guy that sells them, and he'll flip the, if he has them, he flips the sign to fresh eggs, and you just drive up there and buy fresh eggs. If that's what this is all about, is fresh eggs.
I don't even need that. I have Longmont Dairy.
Oh, that's right. They have
I endorsed
eggs.
Them. Yeah. They do fresh eggs.
Yeah.
Straight from the farm.
Yeah.
At my front door.
Right.
Okay. I do it in the commercial. It's easy to get fresh eggs. I just don't understand. And I'll be honest with you, I've never tasted a difference between a egg that I picked up at the grocery store and a fresh egg. I can't tell the difference.
Well, I think the only weird part that we have to think about is one can sit on your counter for, for a while. The other ones have to be refrigerated, so there is something to be said about that. There's something going on there.
I don't know,
but I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is.
People,
but your neighbors are gonna hate you because you're gonna bring all the mice to the playground, and you're bringing all the rats, and that it's not just you exclusively. They walk other places.
Yeah, it's not like you have this land, this massive property that have land in Elizabeth. You're in the middle of the burbs.
Yeah, share fence lines with other houses.
But other people are doing
it and in the back.
I mean, this whole chicken thing's become a craze over the past several years, where people just feel like that they need chickens for some reason.
Are you guys eating that many
eggs?
Eggs, yeah,
quite a few. Yeah. Yeah, we eat quite a few. Yeah, we'll go
all right,
through.
Well, then you should get them.
We'll go through, three or four dozen.
Well, now that then you should get them.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to
love boiled eggs, all kinds.
You're going to be the one.
I don't need them. I can get them from Longmont Dairy.
And I can't wait till your dog, your German Shepherd, just barks his ass off. This is going to be great.
Either that or he's going to just devour them all.
He will eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carson, enough. This is a good little tune here, though. I'm putting my foot down.
Dance.
No chickens.
You know it comes with a dance, right?
Yes. Yes, yeah. But I refuse to do it because I eat chickens now. I don't know where this thing goes. I don't know. For all you chicken farmers out there, props to you. Keep the eggs coming for us, okay?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. La, 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 la. Carson, enough. I'm done with chickens.
This is a great one, though. I like this one.
I'm done with chickens. I don't want to hear this. Carson, please.
Chickens. Maybe it was a platypus.
What was a platypus?
A lady said her neighbors have chickens, and she saw a 4-foot rat in her shed, and I think it was a platypus.
Carson, do me a favor. Call that number.
She said it was a 4-foot rat.
Get her on the phone. Get her on the phone. I got to talk to somebody that's got a 4-foot rat in their yard.
A 4-foot rat,
I don't buy that at all, but if that's true, that's crazy. That should be on the 6 o'clock news, man.
Well,
a 4-foot rat discovered in Denver? Are you kidding me?
All of a sudden, I started getting rats. I had a 4-foot-long rat running along my fence.
We got to call this.
Nesting under my shed. It was awful. Tell Lisa to call me, and I'll tell her the truth about chickens.
I'm not going to say that you're lying or anything, but that's a tough one to believe.
That is
a 4-foot rat.
Well, I mean, it might have been a platypus.
I don't think we have a platypuses.
Yeah, we do.
I don't think we do.
Yeah.
Not here.
Wait, what was that show my son watched? Something in the Platypus?
I don't know.
Remember?
Yeah, I don't remember, Jamie. I don't remember the Platypus show. Okay, I don't remember. I don't remember. Carson, stop with the chicken song. We're trying to get her on the line. She says she had a 4-foot rat. Anybody buying that?
I think Phineas and Ferb had a platypus.
I don't know.
I don't know. What were you saying?
I'm trying to get her on the line.
Oh, okay. And did we?
I'm just waiting. I don't know. Okay. I'm waiting. Oh, Carson says we have her.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I think it's her. Hi, who's this?
Good morning, guys. This is Kathy, and I live in Centennial, and chickens should be outlawed. And I kid you not, this rat with its tail was, my husband estimated, about 3 feet long. They are huge, and I had to get rid of, excuse me, I have a chimenea in my backyard.
I don't know.
No, I coughed, sorry.
Oh. Yeah.
I have asthma.
Oh,
it's okay. But, it's okay. Yeah. Rats probably started that for you.
Yeah, those
are. Oh, my
good.
God. I love animals, but my God, rats are nasty.
They are huge.
Mm-hmm.
They are huge. Right. And it's a nightmare. So, for the love of God, tell Lisa no.
Okay, I'll do it.
It's awful.
It's awful. Right, Hang on one second.
This makes more sense. She went tail to nose.
So, a long tail.
A really long
to
tail.
The nose. Now, it's not four, but it's a 3-foot rat. Which would be about that. So, yeah. Okay, I buy your story. I don't think you're exaggerating.
They produce babies like you would not believe.
No
so
kidding.
Under my shed, I had tons of them. I had to, and rat poison is not cheap, people.
Right. No, it's not.
Oh, that's
it's not
true.
People.
No, it is.
No. And not only that, imagine that. I mean, you had the bad luck of getting rats, but not only that, you got horny rats.
Wait, why horny?
Well, they had a bunch of kids, she said.
She said they have babies all over
babies.
The place, and it's nasty.
You missed that part. You've got a concussion, Jamie. Jamie has a concussion, by the way.
You know what?
I'm sorry, Jamie.
She's not comprehending this conversation.
Like, wait,
you got horny
I'm
rats
sorry,
having babies.
Just say no.
Yeah,
just
say no. Say no to chickens.
Save your life.
No to chickens.
Save your life.
All right, what was your
save
name
your
again?
Yard. Cassie.
All right, Cassie. Thank you.
Did you know that platypuses only live in northern Australia?
You guys are hilarious. She's got a concussion.
I'm sorry, Jamie. Yeah.
Jamie,
I had a concussion when I was younger. I fell skiing, and I actually had a bad concussion, and I had spent all my summer money. I worked, and bought a ski suit, and they took me to a hospital. They had to get me down the mountain with the ski patrol.
Yeah.
They wanted to cut my snowsuit off, and I said, no, I just bought this. It was like $200.
Oh, no.
And they wanted to cut my snowsuit off so they could put me in the MRI machine, but it'll get better. Just take it easy. Take it easy.
What is this? What happened?
Cassie, your rat story is better than the skiing story.
Hey,
but
no,
thank you
not.
So much. We appreciate it.
I hear what
it.
She's
thank
saying.
You.
She didn't want
have
them to cut
day.
It off.
This is
she
not just, a concussion session that we're doing. We're talking about chickens and rats,
and her
okay?
Name is Kathy.
Yeah, we're not worried about your snowsuit.
Oh,
bye,
her name's Kathy.
It's Kathy.
Kathy. Bye, Cassie.
Who has brain damage now?
See you, Cassie. Bye-bye.
Have a good
you take
day.
Care of yourself.
It's
bye. Bye, Cassie.
Oh, my God.
All right.
God.
There you go.
It is Perry in the
bad idea. Place. Chickens, bad idea. 3-foot rats. Not only that, horny rats coming to your place. You don't need that.
La, 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 lava. Chicken.
Jamie has a concussion, folks.
Platypus.
She'll blurt out anything.
Only available in northern Australia.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
I got a story here of a guy that got a DUI on a Hot Wheels. He's on a pink Barbie car.
Oh, nice.
He stole his pink Barbie car from his daughter. She's like 3 and was driving it, I guess, to a liquor store. I'm not sure where he was going, but he got DUI. When I saw this story, let me play the story first.
On Friday, a Prince George man was pulled over and arrested right here after he was seen driving a child-sized pink Barbie Jeep down this busy road.
Man, I just wanted to get a Slurpee. I got lazy. I didn't want to walk.
Now, Casper Lincoln says he was using the sidewalk until he came to a closed lane, and after that, he turned right. And that's when he was pulled over, prompting disbelief and a few memes. But Laura Kyla Lee says driving any car without a license and insurance even a toy one, is against the law.
Oh, I don't agree with this. It wasn't a Hot Wheels.
Those little electric cars.
It's an electric car. I thought you meant like a Hot Wheels is the pedal kind. So I thought he was pedaling the three-wheel Hot Wheel thing, you know, or whatever. But you're talking about
the electric cars that everybody buys there. But I think this one's made by Hot Wheels.
Oh, gotcha.
I think it had Hot Wheels has made this electric car.
It is pink. Okay? I'm looking at it. Yeah. It's pink. It's one of those battery-operated ones.
And I wanted to throw this out there to you. I don't think people that, like this guy with the electric car, the little kitty car, Barbie car, I don't think he and people that ride horses drunk should get DUIs.
He was on a public road.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
He could have been hit by a car.
He's not going to hurt somebody else. He could get plastered, but nobody else. He's not going to hurt somebody else. And if you watch the video, it's a road that nobody's on, and he's way over on the side. He's fine. And I don't think people that ride a horse drunk should get a DUI. I'm sorry. A bicycle, all right, there's bicycle lanes. You're too close to traffic. You could cause one car to swerve into another car. I get that. But as far as a horse and a Barbie car, I don't know.
You should run for mayor. Make this your platform.
I'm just saying. I feel very strong about that.
A horse and a little mini car can make other cars swerve into other.
Do you think a guy on a horse drunk should get a DUI? I don't.
Yeah.
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 Really?
A horse is a 1,000-pound animal.
If he's not on a trail.
It's not a motorized vehicle.
But if he's not on a trail and he's on a road.
It doesn't matter. If he's going up the side of the road, he can get a DUI for being on a horse.
What if that horse goes rogue? What if it like tramples a bunch of cars or something? I don't know.
It can't trample a car.
Well, it could. Actually, deers do them.
Not going to trample a car. I'm just saying that you shouldn't. If it's not a motorized vehicle, a true motorized vehicle, you shouldn't get a DUI for being out on the road drunk. Okay.
Okay.
I think a horse is off limits. Leave the horse people alone, man. Let them drink and ride. No problem. BJ, Jamie Morty.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Hang on, I've got a problem with my headphone.
Oh, no, what happened?
My wire or something. I don't know. It's all screwed up. All right, up in Larimer County, they're looking for a catfisher.
Dude, that guy is scary.
Yes, he is.
No, he really is scary.
Go on, because, I'm serious too.
He is. This guy is a catfisher, right? And he pretends to be somebody he's not. And he only goes after transgender people.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then he traps him in his car, and
bad dude.
Yeah, blackmails him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really bad dude.
All right, here's the story. This is out of Larimer County, by the way.
The Larimer County Sheriff's Office searching for more victims of a man they say trapped and threatened people who met him on dating apps. Deputies say Anthony Brown Wright lied about his appearance online. That, of course, is also called catfishing. He's accused of meeting up with two different people in August where they say he forcibly kept them in his car. The incidents happened in Fort Collins and Loveland and involved transgender victims, so investigators are concerned that he may be targeting them. Victims are asked to contact Larimer County Sheriff's Department.
Jeremy Hubbard.
Yeah, right?
Reporting on the old catfish.
Yeah, hubba, hubba, hubba.
Yeah, that's a bad dude.
Well, I also want to just tell all of you, I mean, I know you probably know this, but when you go on these dates, I mean, this is strangers. Go to a public place.
Exactly.
Don't meet at a lake or out in the middle of nowhere. That seems really dangerous right there.
How do you talk somebody into meeting you out in the middle of nowhere?
I know.
Actually, some people are going on like hikes as first dates, believe it or not.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I get, you know, if you're in...
Be outdoors. Yeah, I get it, but still, it's a little dangerous, especially because you don't know who's going to be there, if anyone's going to be around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if you're outdoorsy, that's just common sense.
Yeah. Go somewhere public.
Yeah.
Go somewhere public. Yeah. My girlfriend, I've told you this story, but she had the scariest dude on the planet. It was Alina. And she was on like Plenty of Fish or something like that. She meets a guy at a public place. It was a public restaurant or whatever. And he had some kind of mental issues. And he just started screaming at her in the restaurant. And she's like, whoa, what is going on? And he's like, you don't look like your picture. And you just start going crazy. Wow. And then the staff came over and told him to leave.
It's a crapshoot online.
It is scary.
When you're trying to date, you know, just through dating apps.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you really are playing with fire.
Because they're strangers.
You got to be completely self-aware of, you know, where you're going, what position you're putting yourself in, with what kind of person this might be. You just don't know.
And you know what else is like why I don't like dating sites? I've never been on one, but I remember being on my computer and I was like, huh, what is that? Plenty of Fish. What is it? Huh? Oh, okay. So the guy I'm living with is on Plenty of Fish. Yeah. That is awesome.
You know, I always thought, here's what I thought. Again, just being a dummy.
Uh-huh.
I always thought Plenty of Fish was for Christians.
Oh.
Because of the fish?
Yeah.
Because you see the fish thing on the back of cars?
Yeah.
And I've always thought that's what it was. I thought, oh, man, what a sweet sight that is. It's only for Christians.
They have one for just Jewish people.
I think so, yeah.
No, I'm
sure they do for other religions too. But I just saw Plenty of Fish, and it's not.
No.
By the way, it's not.
No, it's actually, it's free.
Kind of wide open.
If it's free, to me, that's like... But whatever, he does whatever he wants.
If it's free, there are no morals on there.
I know, right? Oh my God.
It's wide open, man. Oh, all right, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
What's this? This is the pink salt.
Yes. Okay. So, yes. So here's the deal. Mike Rowe, he did a whole thing about how people are AIing him and telling people to buy products that are just... He's not endorsing at all. And it's really good. I mean, when he plays the video of him that's not him, you're like, holy crap.
I've seen that one.
Yeah, it is good. And you're like, I think Mike, because I love Micro. And so I'm like, well, maybe he did say to buy this product, right? Because I'm one of those people that if you tell me that it's good, and it, like Phil is my pharmacist.
Yeah.
I buy all of Phil as my pharmacist stuff because he's a pharmacist and I believe in Phil.
And Mike Rowe is a very credible guy.
Right.
Okay, so if you put his name on it, that's a big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So some of these people, like I don't do Kardashian crap, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
But if it's a doctor or somebody that knows their field, then I follow it. This doctor was on Oprah And she was really on Oprah. But then somehow with AI, deepfake or whatever, they changed it. And I'll let her explain the rest.
The pink salt diet, you may have seen these ads about it being endorsed by celebrities and even some doctors. Well, it turns out that some of those ads are AI generated, known as deepfakes. And it did happen to one local doctor.
I know that we're going to get pushback from a lot of people saying, oh, now it's a disease, Oprah.
This was Manhattan psychologist Dr. Rachel Goldman discussing obesity with Oprah in 2023.
We don't want to define an individual by their medical condition.
And this is an AI-generated version of her created from that appearance.
And the pink salt trick, it's 100% natural and free of side effects.
It looks like me. It's kind of me talking, but it's not me at the same time. It's very weird and scary.
But even more scary, Goldman says, is that people are falling for it. Her own relative texting her, does it work? Goldman says at least two people wrote her they bought it, including a woman from Australia. One customer emailed she was billed triple, asking Goldman, do you have a product or did they AI the whole thing?
Every day I'm getting messages. I want them to know, do not purchase this. It is not, you know, something real that I'm endorsing. I'm really just trying to get back to as many people as I can and spread more knowledge before more people purchase it or try something that could potentially be dangerous.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah, it is.
And she goes on to say, but it just got too long. She went in and tried to get it taken down and all this, and nobody, y'all know, if you've been spammed on Facebook or any, you can't find anybody to help you.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
If you're locked out, remember the whole locked out thing?
Oh my gosh, you try and reach out to Instagram, Meta, anything Meta, you're not going to hear back ever.
Ever, ever.
I'll tell you this, when it comes to endorsements, because we do them here on the radio station, and when you put your name on something, you really want it to benefit people that listen
to
you.
Well, not only that, but
or
we're
watch
liable.
You or whatever.
Yeah.
And you are liable too at the same time. But there's nothing that being Steel Bros or Longmont Dairy, whatever, I use every product that I endorse. And I can tell you that what I tell you about that product is absolutely true. So for you to be a doctor like this person is, you're on the Oprah show. I mean, how many people are watching that? And then to find out you're endorsing or saying something that could be harmful to people, but it's fake, that would drive you nuts.
It would. And her own relatives believed that she was, you know, it was her.
Yeah, that's how good it is.
It is so crazy.
That deep fake stuff, though, man.
It is terrifying.
For the last several years.
I know.
Some of the stuff that comes out of there. I don't know if you can make it illegal. I mean, what do? Maybe you sue the people?
But
you can sue them?
No, because they're in China. They're like,
it's hard for them to try. Like,
we should be able to sue China.
I know. I agree.
We should
with
be able
you.
To sue those people.
I know, but they're just like, they're in the air. Like, we can't find out where they are.
It's like all these hackers that hack everyone, right?
Oh, right. Did you get the audio of that lady and the Brad Pitt thing?
No, I couldn't find it.
Oh, okay. Because remember that lady? I guess she's writing.
Oh, I've got the story.
Oh, you do? Okay. So this kind of goes
this
along.
Morning.
Yeah, this goes along with that.
Woman, she hands over, let's see, over $80,000 to a fake Brad Pitt online.
Yeah.
She was in a bad marriage. Somehow, she thought she was talking to Brad Pitt online.
Yep.
AI generated. It was AI generated. So she actually saw the person talking to her, and it was Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt was talking to her.
She gave him $80,000+. But you know, I mean, there's things in this story that I guess you get so infatuated, and AI is so convincing.
But I watched a woman, her mom did the same thing and spent $200,000, and she showed the video, and the guy, I forgot the celebrity, let's say it's Brad Pitt, is literally saying, hey, Janet, I know this seems so far-fetched. He literally said this. It's so far-fetched that you know, because I'm a celebrity and you're in Iowa, that we would be a thing. But really, Janet, I want somebody that's not a celebrity anymore, and I just want to live a simple life in Iowa. And the lady bought it.
This lady says she bought it for the first time she saw his face, which was AI, by the way.
Yeah.
But the first time she saw him, she said she instantly went into a state of extended honeymoon. She was in love with the famous actor. And then he started asking for money, that he had bought her some gifts. But there had to be a fee paid for it to enter the country because she was in a different country.
Yeah.
And so she fell for that and sent money for the fee. Then later he said he needed some hospital fees paid for because he's suffering from a kidney cancer. Well, first she thought, wouldn't that be in the news that Brad Pitt has kidney cancer? And then she, then he told her that, no, there's certain things I have to keep private. So she sent the money for the hospital bill after that, okay?
Yeah.
He got her for $80,000+ before it was uncovered.
Remember last week I told you about that poor woman that it was that General Hospital star?
Yeah.
And she lost her house over it because she mortgaged her home.
Yeah.
Because he was talking to her.
It's so fake.
It's
and they
so
can put
crazy.
Anything in the video. Yeah. Yeah. They can personalize it.
That yeah, like said, I'm going to Iowa to see you.
Oh yeah, personalize. Yeah. Yeah. It's the whole idea is to personalize it.
Yep.
Yeah. It's he so told scary. Her that he loved her. He loved her with all his heart. And as soon as it was possible, they would get married.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel like now, you know, I want to get off the internet and I want to get off all these platforms and stuff. But now I go into these rabbit holes because now I have to do extra research to find out stories that I see if they're true or not. So now I'm on there even longer because now I go down a rabbit hole because I don't want to talk about something that's not real. Remember like the falcon that took that baby?
Yeah.
That's still embarrassing.
Grabbed him in his claws. Flew off with the baby.
And the baby just had a diaper on. It was the saddest story.
It was a bird version of Balloon Boy.
It really was. And I believed it. And I
bought it.
Yeah.
That was years ago.
That was years
They've
ago.
Gotten better at
oh,
it, though.
Oh, so good.
Man, they're good
so
now.
Good. Yeah. Anyway.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. So you got a new hobby, do you?
No.
It's an old hobby.
No.
Revived hobby.
No, I'm worried about me.
Why? What's the matter there, pumpkin?
I think I'm turning into a man.
No.
Are you
transitioning on me?
I do. I think I'm going to join the cool kids.
Is it going to be the BJ and James show?
Yeah, I think I really am worried about me, you guys. I'm turning into a man. I mean, first of all, the girl at IHOP told me I was too pretty to mow. And so I was like, oh, thanks. So that made me feel a little more feminine, you know?
Yeah.
But, so my kid sent me this thing. There's a place called in Bend, Oregon, and they basically have golf on the river. So they do like golf holes, but you fish the different holes, which is pretty cool, right? And how many?
So you go throughout the course and it's ponds?
No, it's just the whole, it's along the river.
Oh, it's yeah, a it's, river. That...
Yeah, yeah. So you fly fish for trout along the river and each spot is a hole and however many casts it takes.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool. Then I was telling our general manager, Micah, about it and he sends me a picture. He's on the river and he just caught a gigantic trout. So when I was out at my river, I was like, I'm a fly fish. That's what I'm going to do. So I got on my man pants.
Yeah.
And my man stuff.
You have the waders and everything?
I do.
Oh, good.
And
for you.
I got all my man stuff.
You got to have
on.
The look.
You're out and there. Then I'm out there fly fishing. And then, A, it just dawned on me after I caught a little bitty trout.
Yeah.
That's where the word trout, trouser trout, comes from. Trouser trout. Because
comes from where?
Little fish. Little trout.
In your pants?
Yeah. So when gotcha. You're like, oh, trouser trout.
Oh.
It means little wiener.
I've never really known what that meant.
Yeah, me either.
Trouser trout.
Until I caught that little bitty trout and I was like, oh, trouser trout.
Well,
I get it now.
Man, the world in a perfect circle.
I mean,
all of a sudden we
weird?
Got the explanation.
When you finally learn, you know, later on in life what that means, you're like,
I had
oh,
no idea.
Little, it means little.
Trouser trout.
So anyway, then I start like obsessing about the fact that I need to get another fish. I don't know what it is, but I think when you have an addictive personality, you get addicted to whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm just fly fishing. I'm fly fishing. And I'm like, you know, this is not like a girl thing. I'm turning into a man.
Is it, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Is it popular among women in Colorado?
Now, no.
Now, I know in other parts of the country, maybe not, but maybe Colorado
no.
it is.
No.
It's not.
No.
No. Not at
I'm
all.
On an island, just me and my trouser trout.
Yeah. The BJ and Butch show.
I'm telling you, I'm getting worried. I need to start doing more girly stuff.
Yeah, you
because
do.
This is not good. Like, you know
well,
what
you're
mean?
Doing that bachelorette party this coming
oh,
weekend.
That's true.
That might bring you back to earth.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to be with a bunch of girly girls.
And we are going to Magic Mike.
Yeah.
So that'll,
that might bring you back to where you need
I'll
to be.
I'll be like, oh, yeah, I still like wieners.
Yeah.
All right, good.
You just need that reminder.
Yeah. But I'm just worried I'm getting like too butch to date. You know what I mean? Like, am I that girl? Like, they're like, oh, man, she's like.
Kinda, yeah, I'd be intimidated.
She's kind of like a man.
I think I would be. I would be. If I showed up at your house, you come out with waders on.
Yeah.
Carrying a fish. I'd be like, get the hell out of there.
I know. I know. I'm just too butchy today.
I think you need to get on Farmers Only.
Maybe I think
you
got to
give that a go.
Yeah, maybe.
I think a lot of farmers would love that.
I do like that you've gotten, you know, back into something, you know, as a little hobby, because everybody needs that. You need a little project going on.
I know, but I was so obsessed that my arm started hurting because I was just flying so much. I was just like, I'm like, oh my God. And then I was like, oh my God, this is better than gambling.
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper and you just really need a fish to hit the line. Like it's. Yeah, I mean, it's all you want is that feeling of that fish to hit the line. You know?
I think that you got to see, that's something that was instilled with you when you were a little girl with Bob, your dad. I think it's just something that you got to really be into, though, because I've tried it many times and I just can't get into it.
No.
Fishing, honey, I'm just not a gatherer, you know?
Well, why don't you go one of those where they stock the pond? And then you're guaranteed. But
I grew up on a lake. And all my brothers and everybody fishes, and they love it.
You're turning more girl. You're going more female.
Yeah, need a skirt.
See, you're going more chick.
Yeah, BJ in a skirt.
I mean, you wanted to talk about Taylor Swift being behind that screen. You're going more girl. I'm going more man. Oh, no.
This is a transitioning show.
Yeah.
In every facet.
The Bella Jean show.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, the story you're about to tell on the air is probably one of the most bizarre, possessive, I think it's a good word for it, relationship stories I've ever heard in my life. I don't even know where this lady comes from.
I mean, it's okay.
It's so far-fetched.
Let me just, exactly.
I called it a Reddit story. It's like something that somebody would make up and go to Reddit and put it up there for everybody to debate when it's not even true.
100%.
This is true.
So my girlfriend has been married for 16 years, right? And so about 4 years ago, she got a divorce. About 4 years ago.
Okay.
And they have three kids together, right? And he's a hot mess, and so that's why they got a divorce.
Okay.
I won't go into what, you know, all that detail.
Well, we've all been there.
Right? So anyway, three kids, 16 years, something like that, and we all know him as Tom, but this new fiance calls him Thomas.
Oh.
Right there just drives me nuts.
But Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas. Oh, my God. So he is newly engaged, all right? So that's good for him. Everybody's moved on. My girlfriend has way moved on, right? And
right.
Last night, the new fiance wrote my girlfriend.
So they're already a fiance.
Yes.
I mean, they're already engaged.
They are engaged. Okay. Yeah.
All right,
so,
well, good.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
She's like, she's moved on. Yeah. She has her own boyfriend. Like, everything's fine. And so Thomas and Brittany are engaged, okay? And this is what Brittany wrote to my girlfriend last night. And my girlfriend, by the way, is very successful. Her name is Taylor Davis. I'm just using fake names. So if your name is Taylor Davis, don't panic. It's not about you. But Taylor Davis has a name in our towns. And let's say she's in government. Okay.
Yeah.
And so she's hung her hat on Taylor Davis for, you know, 16.
Name recognition.
Yeah.
She's got an investment in that.
Correct.
It's just who she is.
It's her
exactly.
brand.
Yeah.
Taylor Davis. So, hi, Taylor. I wanted to reach out to you and ask that you please remove all the photos of you and Thomas from your social media accounts as we move forward with our engagement. It's important to both of us that those images no longer remain anywhere online. I'll be taking the Davis name soon, and we're planning to start a family of our own. Out of respect of our future together, I'm also asking that you consider beginning the process of changing your last name.
Whoa.
I understand this may take some time, but it's an important step forward in allowing everyone to move forward with clarity and respect. Thanks in advance for your understanding and for handling this thoughtfully, Tom and Brittany.
You had to look down for the fake names.
I can't screw it up. Thomas
now,
and Brittany.
Dang.
Listen to what this lady is demanding. This lady is engaged now to Thomas.
Right.
Tom, and she is demanding that the ex-wife remove all pictures from the internet.
Of the family.
That he's in,
right,
obviously.
I mean, he has three kids with her.
Right. Not only that, she's also demanding that her dropping the last name of when she
Davis.
Was with her husband.
Yeah.
She dropped the last name and get rid of it so that this lady can move forward with this man.
Right. So Taylor, my friend Taylor, she doesn't want her to be Taylor Davis anymore.
She wants all history of the two of them erased.
Exactly.
And if she could get rid of the kids, she'd do that too. That's what it sounds like.
Moving forward, respectfully, take away your last name. Like, what?
That's wild.
I've never heard of anything like this.
Me either.
Now, I've had situations where my ex-wife dropped my last name.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Once we got divorced, she decided to go back to her maiden. She didn't even go to her maiden name. She went to her mother's maiden name.
Right.
She
okay.
went a whole different direction. But that's fine.
But she didn't
that's
build
two
her
adults, and she wanted to do what she wanted to do. I get it.
But she didn't build her brand on Taylor Davis.
Exactly.
Well, no, but she also, yeah, you're right.
You know?
Right.
I mean,
right.
that Taylor Davis is who Taylor Davis is.
And Taylor wants to still be connected with her kids through their last name.
Right, because all the three kids, their last names are Davis, right?
That is the most ridiculous demand I've ever heard in my life.
Well, and as I told Taylor, I go, listen, it tells me that she's also stalking all your pages.
Yeah, if you're going to go back 5 years.
No.
Like, that's a lot of stuff to, like, just
yeah,
sift through.
And look at Thomas on all your pages from years ago.
That's crazy.
Here's the biggie, though.
Okay.
If you're Thomas and you find out about this, you better hit the road, pal.
Yeah.
Because this is not a woman you want to be married to.
Right?
Okay? Thomas, this is a red flag. Dude, it's not going to work. I'll predict it today. It's not going to work. It won't last 2 months. This woman is a disaster.
She is.
For her to make these demands toward your ex-wife should tell you a lot about what you're about to get into.
Yeah, just, I mean, and not only that, but she so this girl, what did I call her? Brittany? Brittany texted this at midnight on a Wednesday night. Wrote her this letter.
You think she was liquored up?
Absolutely.
It is my assumption. I have no, I mean.
Midnight, Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday's not a good drinking night, is it? I guess any night is.
I don't know,
right?
but there's obviously an obsession going on with my girlfriend. This new fiance has an obsession with my girlfriend.
She's evil.
She's evil.
She's evil.
But don't you think she's obsessed?
Yeah. If you're going back to 2000, five years ago, and through social media.
I'm not sure obsessed is the right word for it. I mean, it's beyond obsessed.
Yeah.
This is crazy stuff.
I know it.
This is Looney Tunes. You cannot tell somebody they have to drop a last name of somebody that they had a family with, even though he's decided to move on. That lady back there, the ex with the kids, can do whatever the hell she wants to do. For you to think that you have the authority to write her and demand she drop the name. And all pictures on the internet?
Hi, Taylor. I wanted to reach out and ask that you please remove the photos of you and Thomas from your social media accounts as we move forward with our engagement. It's important to both of us. Out of respect for our future together, I'm also asking that you consider beginning the process of changing your last name.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like she's literally saying, I'm about to replace you. You need to go away. Okay.
Which my friend
I'm about to assume the name. I'm about to assume the name. You no longer deserve the name. You need to disappear, lady. That's just lunatic
it's
stuff.
It's narcissistic.
But my girlfriend doesn't even talk to her ex. They just deal with the three kids. And the three kids are older, you know.
And she says inside what you just read, she says, it's important to the both of us. She needs to take this and go back to Thomas and say, hey, I want to read you something. Are you telling me, because that's what she's implying, are you telling me that this is your thoughts too? That you want me to get rid of all pictures on the internet that involves us as a family? You want me to get rid of the last name? You want me to do this? Is it also you deciding that along with her? Because that makes a difference if he's in on this too.
Because to me, that it's so, I don't think men care about that stuff.
I don't either. She threw his name in there to add more weight to it.
Right.
That's all she did.
Because
she's lying.
In my opinion, I mean, I don't know, but to me, men just aren't about the drama, right?
At all.
And they don't, like, I don't care if those pictures are up there from 80 years ago. I don't care if you, I actually want you to still have the last name so our kids have the same last name. It's just easier in life.
But as you move on, though, Jamie, I will tell you from my own perspective, and Lisa's great about this, but moving on, you still, that person that you move on with, you demand, you want them to acknowledge the fact that this other family exists for you.
Yeah.
And they're very important to you. You love them to death. Their lives is equally as important as your own.
Right.
She needs to respect that. Well, this lady doesn't care one way or the other. She doesn't want the kids around. She'd ship them out of here if she could.
Isn't that the craziest letter you've ever heard in your life?
I've never heard anything like this.
I've never either. I mean, I know a lot of women do drop their names just because they hate their ex or whatever. But my girlfriend has built her brand on this name. And so she's going to keep it because it's her brand, right? I mean, that's how I can put it. I don't know how to explain it to you, but let's just say she's in government and that's what the bill she runs on, right? Everybody in government knows her name.
And it's not like that Thomas, the guy, it's not like he and her having this argument. Who the hell she thinks she is?
Well, here's what I told my girlfriend. I'm like, she needs a hobby. Because she doesn't work. This new fiance doesn't work.
Oh, she doesn't work.
She doesn't work.
Oh, bless her heart.
So she's just
scrolling. And they don't have kids together. So it's not like she's a stay-at-home mom that's busy. So I think her brain's just spinning. Yeah.
She's fixated.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, but I'll bet you she's got 10 cats.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.